Relicsradio.com.
We will no longer pay respect to these relics because their respect is now my respect. There was no passing of the torch. I took that torch and I used it to burn Kane and to burn Undertaker straight into ashes.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw post show.
Welcome to Monday Night Raw!
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
If I were to apply to you now on this concrete a perfectly executed inside cradle, commonly known as a small package, how long do you think it would take you to escape?
You would never escape a perfectly executed small package. 99% of the time, a small package, when applied expertly by an expert wrestler like myself, always works.
And Lindsay Ward.
You're scared. I mean, I would be too. You're looking at the baddest diva in the WWE. You're going to find out why I am the boss.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw. Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
Happy New Year and welcome to the Raw Post Show live right here on Wild Talk Radio Network. Presented as always by Wrestling Figure Wednesday. Go to youtube.com/MBG1211 for all your stop motion wrestling action figure needs. And the fine folks over at gerwick.net where you can hear us live right here, right now. What an interesting edition of Monday Night Raw, and it centers around one match. And that is the WWE Championship match between Roman Reigns and Sheamus with special referee Vincent Kennedy McMahon and myself, Sir Rockin', and my co-host, Lindsay Ward.
Wait, we were special reffing the match?
No, just say hi.
Hi.
We're here to talk all about it here on the Raw Post Show.
I just remember dancing titties, that's all I remember.
This was a show full of interesting surprises, returns, beatdowns, and one shocking announcement at the end of the show. So we're going to start at where they start at the beginning, and Stephanie starts the show out, and then Roman comes out as she was making her entrance, and basically, Roman Reigns told Stephanie that Vince McMahon better not screw him tonight, or he will have to be picked up from the hospital rather than just the police station. That's basically.
You can say more, Roman. It's okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Taker does it all the time.
All the charges against Vince McMahon were dropped last week. So yeah, there you go. It was a fine opening segment. Nothing special. Nothing wrong with it. It was there. It was fine. It was to the point.
It was to the point. Yes.
It was announced that the next big thing, Brock Lesnar, the Beast Incarnate, returns next week on Raw.
Yay.
That makes things interesting when it comes to the Rumble, which we'll talk about here in a bit.
I bet that's going to bring a lot of people out of the shadows.
Kevin Owens took on Neville. This was a really good match. Dean Ambrose was on commentary.
Dean Ambrose on commentary gives me life. I love Dean Ambrose on commentary. The match, though, was sick. There was the moonsault off the ring apron onto Owens.
That was pretty awesome.
That was pretty sick.
Kevin Owens wins with the pop-up powerbomb. Really good match. Really good fun stuff between the two men. Dean Ambrose was there. So Kevin Owens went after Neville after the match. Dean Ambrose dives through the ropes to make the save. And then ends up, they go back and forth. And then Ambrose ends up putting Kevin Owens through the table with a running elbow drop.
It's getting heated.
It is.
And then he cradled Kevin Owens outside the ring.
He did. And the point of the whole thing with Owens, with Ambrose on commentary was, if Owens wants a shot, all he's got to do is ask for it. He knows where to find him. And it was announced he gets the shot Thursday on SmackDown.
Thursday.
Big shout out to Adrian in the UK. He says, hi, Lindsay.
Hi.
Listening over in the UK. It's at, 3 o'clock in the morning? 3, 4 o'clock in the morning over there? Dedication. Titus O'Neil defeated Stardust. It was a thing.
It happened.
We had Charlotte and Becky Lynch backstage. They were talking, and, you know, Charlotte was like, did you ask for this match? No, I'm excited for it. Are you excited? And she's not excited because she already beat Becky fair and square. And Lynch said she remembers how they had a great match and should go out there and do it again. You know, in the spirit of competition, they pinky swear. And then, woo, Ric Flair showed up in the spirit of competition.
In the spirit of competition, in the interest of fairness.
Nice throwback there.
Nice throwback.
Yeah, all right, well done.
Thank you. I'm here all week.
She is. Thursdays, 10 p.m. Eastern. Divas Champion Charlotte took on Becky Lynch non-title match. Good match.
I love these two together, and mainly because I love Becky. But yeah, this was a fantastic match. I mean, I don't have anything else I can say about it other than it was a fantastic match. The only thing I don't really care for is how much they're putting Rick with Charlotte. I understand why this is going on because of the little snafu, but I would like to see Charlotte make it or break it on her own rather than throwing her out there with her father so much.
Becky Lynch used the tights to pin Charlotte, a little bit of flair treatment for the flair. After the match, well, Charlotte wasn't happy, and well, she attacked her good friend Becky Lynch and left her laying in the center of the ring.
In the interest of competition, of course.
In the spirit of competition. Spirit. Competition. Right. Spirit Squad. Whatever. Someone get the Spirit Squad. Where's the Spirit? Oh, God. No, never mind.
They're coming later.
Later. yeah. So, Sheamus and Vince had a conversation. May have luck of Irish be with them. Should note Charlotte and Becky Lynch for the title Thursday on SmackDown. Thursday.
Woo!
At this point in the show, me and Lindsay decided to check out. It was Big Show versus Ryback. Then we quickly checked back in because the Wyatt family showed up.
Now, mind you, I jokingly went, as I often do when it comes to Bray Wyatt, boo-boo, because whenever I see something I want to see, I want to see Bray Wyatt instead. So I jokingly said, boo-boo, who shows up 5 minutes later? Boo-boo. I was happy.
Happy.
I was fine with this. The Wyatt family murdered Ryback and Big Show. I was fine with it.
Yeah, they came out. They beat them down. They beat down Ryback first and then went after Big Show. And then he said, the Wyatt family will rise in the Rumble and they will all fall down.
Before we explain what's going on in the Rumble, I'm just going to say this. Bray Wyatt, you have magic. Go get that title, son.
Yeah. We'll talk about that. Good confrontation, good strong showing of the Wyatt family, building up as a really strong force in the match. Alberto Del Rio and Rusev took on the Usos. Alberto Del Rio and Rusev won. It was a fine match.
It was fine. Nothing really spectacular to report. Perfectly acceptable.
Yeah, but it was perfectly fine. Nothing special to report on that one. Then we had Dolph Ziggler in the ring. He's ready. He's good. It's a new year. He's all excited. And he gets to take on Heath Slater, the one-man band. No longer a one-man band.
No.
He had friends. He found some friends in Curtis, Axel, Adam, Rose, and the Bo Dallas.
Hashtag the underground.
And then, it became hashtag social outcast as Heath Slater picked up the win over Dolph Ziggler interference from Adam Rose and Bo Dallas. They all cut their catchphrases. Curtis Axel's off the chain. See Bobby Roode now? Chains are off.
He's Bobby Roode.
He's Bobby Roode. There are four unique flowers at Adam Rose. And, Bo went on a little bit, and he said, Bo leave. Everyone needs Bo leave. But they're trending worldwide. They're the hashtag social outcast.
Honestly, you know what? I can't fault it. If it works, go for it.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not doing anything else with them. there's a lot of talent in that group, so why not see what you can do with them all together?
Yeah.
Can't hurt.
Can't hurt. Really can't. We then have Vince McMahon talking with Roman Reigns, tell him not to do any low blows or to kill him, yada, yada, yada. We then had the New Day. They mocked Mike Tyson falling off the hoverboard, and then they had a present for us, and they were counting us down. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4. That changed. 3, 2, 1. It's Jericho! Rollins Jericho. Chris Jericho is back, baby!
Woo!
Chris Jericho is back. The Ayatollah of Rock and Roll, the party host. The one of the most charismatic performances in WWE history. He's here to raise the live event attendance and the television ratings. They need a boost. They all need a little bit of Y2J. He mocked the New Day. And then we had a Rudy Tootie Booty chant going on as well. We then had all the catchphrases from Jericho. He's ultra babyface. And then he said he's entering the Royal Rumble. He will even throw out the New Day if possible. And he will go on to main event WrestleMania.
Well, maybe.
Maybe. But, yeah, he came back. He was ultra babyface. Something's up.
It's a trap.
I think so. I think it is. I think it really is.
Anytime Jericho shows up ultra babyface, you know there's something else seedy going on underneath that. You know it's a trick. Jericho cannot be trusted at this point because, well, he's just fooled us too many times before. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, there's something else going on here. Very curious to know what.
Something's up. We had New Day, all three, taking on Kalisto and the Dudley Boys, a rematch from Friday Night SmackDown, or Thursday Night SmackDown as it is. New Day picked up the win. I realized halfway through this match, New Day was on my TV for like 30 minutes, a little too long. Match was fine, nothing too special. It was a match. It was a 6-man tag.
It was there.
WWE Network is in Japan.
Yay.
Tune in Thursday. We have a lot of news about Japan. Thursday, 10 p.m. Eastern. The Rack. And then it's main event time. First, we introduce a special guest referee, Vince McMahon, and his flopping flexi arms.
Why didn't he tan?
Where's your main eventer tan, Vince? Huh?
And you can tell Vince went off the meds just because he has shrunk considerably since his heyday. Like, his muscles are nowhere near as bulging as they used to be. So Vince, he's gone off the juice. He's gone au naturel, if you will. He still looks great for 70. He still looks great, period. And he's in incredible shape. He needed to tan. Badly needed to tan. And just him flopping around stuff everywhere was just like, Vince, no. Please, no. Please stop.
We'll have to see if that actually happens. Him just walking through the ring, doing the Vince McMahon start, you saw the flap start to fly. It was special. So it's Roman Reigns, Sheamus for the WWE Championship. It is any Roman Reigns, Sheamus match you've ever seen. It's slow to start. And then it picks up when Roman Reigns, you know, starts to get physical with Vince McMahon, as Vince McMahon, you know, couldn't see. He needed eye drops because, you know, he can't get down for the count. So instead of helping Vince get some eye drops, we had a Superman punch instead. Down went Vince. He took out Sheamus on the outside, laid him out, and then he looked back at the ring. Oh, it's Vince. We're going after Vince. Okay. Sheamus goes after Vince. We're both like, Vince, run. Roman, no. Roman, that's a bad Roman. Vince, run. Vince is running, and Roman's ready to destroy. Out comes Stephanie McMahon. She gets up on the ropes. Roman throws Vince into the ropes, knocking Stephanie into the ring, and it's where Stephanie's boobs almost popped out of her top. He stalks Stephanie. Vince gets back up. Vince is about to go down, with a spear or a Superman punch. Sheamus comes in with a kick, bro kick. Scott Armstrong returns. 1, 2, no, does not happen.
The fix is in.
Goes for the pro kick, but Reigns gives a Superman punch to both men. Reigns goes for the cover. Here comes the third referee. 1, 2, 3. Roman Reigns retains the WWE Championship. The referee who came down got knocked out by Vince McMahon. Vince McMahon then took the mic and said it's his duty as chairman and CEO of WWE. It's his duty to inform Roman Reigns the next time he will defend the WWE Championship will be at the Royal Rumble. You say it's all against one? Yep, will be. As you will have to defend the title against 29 other men in the Royal Rumble.
So a new twist, the Royal Rumble winner is not going to WrestleMania,
technically, they will be going. The winner of the Rumble will go to WrestleMania.
Okay, let me rephrase that. They will be going to WrestleMania, but they're not going for the championship at Mania.
No, they will be. They will just be the champion.
They will be the champion, but okay, it's not an automatic title shot at WrestleMania.
Yeah, they will no longer be the number one contender. They will just be the champion.
He has to correct me.
I do. I have to get it correct.
Oh, God. But anyway, I like the change. I know a lot of people are not a fan of it, but I like the idea of it. That it's not that same story of, oh, you know, so-and-so is going to win the Rumble, and then it's you have the number one contender established for the next, you know, 2 months or 3 months or whatever it is. And that's a perfectly fine story to tell, but it's like, I like the difference of, okay, well, we're going to throw this unsurmountable odd at Roman Reigns, because basically they're telling the underdog story with Roman Reigns, and at least for me, it really hasn't been working. Because Roman has all the physical attributes that should not denote him as a underdog.
Right.
He should be on the top.
Yes.
So now this is the type of odd that you need to be throwing at him where it's challenging that alpha male status of, okay, well, you're the champion. You think you're undefeatable. Okay. We're going to throw 30 guys at you. Let's see if you can walk out with the title. Let's see you do it. You know, so I like that about that. I like that they've thrown these odds at him because it's kind of a make it or break it for him as a champion. Rather than having him get that big, huge win over a major superstar, it's we're going to have you defeat the entire roster, which sends a statement that Roman Reigns is the boss. Male boss.
Or
Sasha Banks is just the boss.
Or does a certain King of King spark the hashtag Triple H movement and become WWE champion?
I hope not.
Could.
But I could see them do that.
It could be Roman Reigns challenging Triple H at WrestleMania for the title. Could happen. Could happen. Just throwing out scenarios.
Honestly, at this stage in his career, I wouldn't want to see Hunter as champion again. I want to see Hunter and Roman take each other on just on the merits of what's been going on the fact that Hunter has screwed Roman. He's pissed. He wants retribution, or Roman's gotten screwed by the McMahon family. He wants retribution. He can't go after a 70-year-old man because, well, that's just not right. So he has no other choice but to challenge Hunter.
Yeah.
And Hunter, being Vince's virtual son at this point, defends the family honor.
Right. So we got Chris Jericho, probably going to have Brock Lesnar with the Wyatt family, and you never know, the title's on the line now, so you could pull out anyone you want and throw them in this Royal Rumble. I know who she's thinking next. He could be there too. You just never know. Yeah. Anyone, there's going to be enough major talent in this Rumble, so it's not going to be predictable. Hunter could be in there, Roman could win, Brock could win. They could do many different scenarios now.
Yeah, it's something of, if Roman Reigns retains the title, that sends a very strong message to everybody that, okay, Roman Reigns is keeping the title for a while. But you can have a lot of surprise entrants in this. You don't know who's going to come in for it, because now it's not just for the number one contendership. No, it's for the actual title, which means somebody could get lucky. And if Roman Reigns gets eliminated, we all know what's up, which means it's anybody's ballgame at that point because, well, as we all know, the Superstar of the Year voting came out. Well, it didn't come out to the public, but it at least went around the company. And as we all know, Roman Reigns was not at the top of that list.
No, he wasn't. So,
and there were some surprise people that were in that top 10 for them. So it's the Slammy Awards may have provided a better litmus test than anything else ever could have. And we might see a change in champion.
We could. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens there. We'll probably discuss it more Thursday and the ongoing days ahead and weeks ahead, because we're about 3 weeks away from the Royal Rumble. But that will do it for the Raw Post Show live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Thanks, as always, to Gerwick.net and Wrestling Figure Wednesday. Go to youtube.com/MBG1211 for all your stop-motion wrestling action figure needs. But this Thursday, as well as presented by Gerwick and Wrestling Figure Wednesdays, it's The Rack.
That's right. Tune in to listen to The Rack, where we are going to be coming from our post-Pop Goes The Rack hangover. We are back live. Yay! We have news. We have notes. We don't have NXT because it's still a best of show, but we're going to figure something out for you. We'll also have a discussion or two. Tweet of the week. All your favorites. It's The Rack. Thursday nights, 10 p.m. right here on WildTalkRadio.com.
Rack Radio Show on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, SoundCloud. All the fun stuff. HackRadioShow.com. Saturday Night Midnight is just CB Radio, the weird, the wacky, the unusual. Go back and listen to last Saturday's episode where the Doctor of Death, Rob Parks, picks what wrestler he's going after this year in 2016. Check it out. CB Radio, the weird, the wacky, the unusual. CB Radio Live on Facebook, Twitter, and CBRadioLive.com. Sunday, it is Wrestle Talk Radio. They'll have a different opinion about the Royal Rumble and everything going on in the world of wrestling. It's Wrestle Talk Radio, Sunday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, at WTR Sunday Night on Facebook and to Twitter. We'll be back next Monday night, Raw Post Show, 11:10 p.m. Eastern, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network at Wild Talk Radio, facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network.
You can follow me on Twitter at LinsWard, LANSWARD, and go to my website, psychwarddesigns.com. If you like my artwork, if you'd like to view my artwork, it is available for your viewing pleasure at thehands.net/LinsWard, same as the Twitters.
So, we'll see you Thursday for The Rack, and right back here, Raw Post Show, 11:10 p.m. Eastern, along the airways of the Wild Talk Radio Network, right here, wildtalkradio.com, gerwick.net, right here, Wild Talk Radio Network.